sort of that punt to Shank there. It didn't go very far. Harbor Beach had the fake in mind. They didn't have anybody back to return that kick. They were just going to let it go down wherever it was at. But, yeah, I expect Harbor Beach to come out same way they've been doing things right now, high offense, high octane, and throw it downfield.
Spread formation, high octane offense, one skin, Kraft stays in the pocket, rolls to his left, has to get out there as the defender's all over him. That's number 50, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage and then breaks free of that tackle and gets near the sticks, finally out of bounds at the 35-yard line, gain of 7. Number 50 for Ubley. Nick Booms was all over him, and somehow Kraft weasels out of the tackle and gets about a 6 to 7 yard gain out to the 35-yard line, and now 2nd and 3 for the Pirates.
Kraft, very elusive. He has good speed to go with a strong arm, and he slithered his way through the line and made a nice
play. And this is a keeper around the right end. Good blocking from the Harbor Beach line out to the midfield and stopped right at the 49.5-yard line of Harbor Beach. That's a 15-yard gain for Kraft on the keeper, intended to be the keeper from the get-go.
Ubley, number 55, makes the tackle. Fortunately, he's not on our roster.
Okay. We'll find out at halftime. 1st and 10 for the Pirates at the 49-yard line in their own territory. 6:05 remains before halftime. Harbor Beach with a 7-point lead, 14-7. Harbor Beach scored 2 touchdowns consecutively in the second quarter. Kraft, quarterback keeper to the left, gets across the line of scrimmage out to the 45-yard line, cuts back into the 43. Gain of about 7, maybe 8, according to the spot. It's going to be 2nd and 3 from the Ubley 43.
Number 22, Connor Lawler, makes the tackle.
End of the first quarter, no score in the USA Vassar game. 2nd and 3 for the Pirates at the Ubley 43-yard line. 5:22 before the teams hit the locker rooms for halftime, the homecoming festivities here in Harbor Beach. Kraft in the shotgun, hands it off to Derek Puff. Hits the line screaming, gets across the 40-yard line to the 39, gets the first down by about a yard. Moves the chains, 1st and 10 for the Pirates, now at the 39-yard line.
The sophomore Nick Booms makes the tackle. We're sticking with the run so far, Clark. Kind of expecting them to eventually put the ball in the air.
1st and 10 for the Pirates, working off the left hash, left to right across the radio in the classic white, plain white helmet. 2 receivers wide each way. Kraft in the shotgun to his right is Derek Puff, number 70, who has a touchdown. A long run. Kraft staying in the pocket like a senior would, except he's a junior. Lunges it down the entire field, right to about the 5-yard line when Aaron Ginter was there. But Ubley breaks it up. Number 2, Nick Sweeney, the quarterback and also cornerback, safety, breaks that one up right at the 5-yard line. Good heads-up play from Sweeney. Now makes it 2nd and 10 for the Pirates.
Pretty even battle there, one-on-one. Kraft trusting his senior to go up and make a play. Sweeney did a nice job, was in good position. Again, they're about the same size, weight, and everything. They went up for the ball, and it fell incomplete. I actually think Travis Essmaker was actually on the other side, probably had a better look at maybe making a catch downfield.
Same formation for both teams here. Kraft, except this one, it's an end around to number 14, Austin Seltz. He's the line of scrimmage. He has legs. He has the first down, cuts back into midfield at the 15-yard line, sheds a tackler, and now into the 8-yard line, is finally brought down. A 32-yard gain for the sophomore brought up 3 weeks ago to varsity. Austin sells a 32-yard scamper. When he gets the ball, he is flying.
Oh, man, and that kid can run, and Coach Shelke has designed that play. We've seen it the last time we were here, Clark. He gets a little momentum coming from the near side of the field. He's at full speed when Kraft pitches him that ball and caught Ubley's defense off guard and some good blocking downfield, sprinted him out to a huge gain.
Harbor Beach now settling things down in the T formation. Kraft is under center, 1st and goal from the 7-yard line. There's a handoff to the right side to Derek Puff, gets into the 4-yard line, takes 2 Ubley defenders head-on, and carries them for about another yard, maybe 2.
Number 67, Tyler Drapesky, makes the tackle.
2nd and goal from the 4-yard line in between the hash marks, 3:48 before halftime. Harbor Beach currently with a 7-point lead over rivals Ubley with 7. In the backfield, 3 men four hard reach, DJ Ridener. Number 47, Aaron Gidler. Number 7, Derek Clough. Kraft keeps it for himself, rolls to his right, cuts back in, and he is into the end zone. Finally brought down, touchdown, Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft keeps it for himself and finds himself in the end zone. It's now Harbor Beach 20, Hubley 7.
Nice play design. Is when they've got inside the 15-yard line, Clark, they tend to go to that wing T formation. The spread isn't necessarily at its strength there because the back of the end zone becomes another defender, essentially. And the power running game has worked for Harbor Beach as well, led by Derek Puff and now Eli Kraft finding the end zone.
It takes only about 3.5 minutes to score on that drive. Nick Hessling into the wind, ready to kick this one off, the 6'3" tight end. And this one is up and through the uprights. Yes, it is. So the PAT is good, and now Nick Hessling 3-for-3 on the night, makes it 21-7. Harbor Beach with the early lead over rivals Ubley. You're tuned to WLEW.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and ReCore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
Five before halftime, Harbor Beach has their lead, now up to 14. 21-7, Harbor Beach over Ubley. 3:25 before halftime, plenty of time for a Ubley score. As Harbor Beach is ready to kick this one off at their own 40-yard line on the left side of your radio.
Well, so far, Clark has 3 minutes to go here. Ubley likes to really control the clock, and I can't blame them for that, as we've seen Harbor Beach's offense become very explosive when they have the ball. So look for them to sort of run the same offense, but speed it up a little bit and try and get some points here before the half.
And Nick Hessling's kick goes down to the 5-yard line, bounces straight up into the air. Sweeney is forced to grab it, and he finally might get out to the 10-yard line, maybe the 9, realistically. They say he's down at the 10-yard line. So Ubley working with a long field with 3:18 before halftime. Nick Sweeney has his hands full here as the Harbor Beach defense finally starting to click here in the second quarter.
Yeah, Harbor Beach defense, though, really started that momentum as they come up with a couple big stops. Look for the defense to try and do that again. Sweeney here going to have to make some things happen, potentially with his legs. I see him trying to get outside and maybe make that happen. And also, Kirk Kabotsky, I want to see him get a few more carries here.
As a handoff right up the middle, breaks free through the line. That's number 5, Kirk Kabotsky. Out to about the 15-yard line. Forward motion to stop there. Gain of 5 for Kirk Kabotsky. Now 2nd and 5 for the Bearcats. 3 minutes on the clock.
Again, I think he is their most all-around, their best talented back. I think his speed maybe isn't the best. I think Bland and Sweeney are a little faster, and I think Haig is probably a little bigger, but he is a combination of all of them. I really like his strengths as a running back.
2:44, it's a handoff right through the middle. Nothing much going there. Maybe a gain of 3. Brian Haig, number 40 in the bottom of that pile. They're short of the first down. That's actually a better game than I originally expected. Ryan Haig manages to get 4 to 5 yards every time. Even though he's hit it right to the line of scrimmage, he drags his defenders another 3 yards.
Haig is considered probably their fullback, as he is, again, north and south runner. He don't waste his time going east and west. He goes straight through the hole, and anybody gets in his way will be punished for making the tackle, and that's what he does.
3rd and short, 3rd and 2. It's a handoff right through the middle once again. Out to the 20-yard line near the sticks. They're going to be whistling this one dead. They want to measure this before. Brian Haig, the ball carrier, once again. He gets across the line in the scrimmage and the first down marker as well. 1st and 10 for the Bearcats. The clock stops momentarily to move the chains. It's rolling once again. 2-minute drill now before halftime for the Bearcats. 21-7 trailing Harbor Beach.
Again, what Ubley's got going on right now is a good thing, but when the clock is not on your side here before the half, they're going to have to try expanding their offense a little bit and use the sideline to their advantage so they don't have to burn up other timeouts.
wing T to the